Hello and welcome to the Thursday, July 9th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Washington, D.C. Today, a number of high-profile outages sort of caught the headlines. Initially, United had to cancel a number of flights because of computer issues. Then the Wall Street Journal website went down, as well as the New York Stock Exchange had to suspend trading for 3.5 hours. And the hotel I'm staying, the Capitol Hilton here in DC, has a computer outage and can't turn off my blinking message light. Well, in common to all of them is no attack as far as United or the New York Stock Exchange can tell, but what is probably more the cause here is overall a rather fragile and badly maintained infrastructure. And of course, for systems like the Stock Exchange that do rely a lot on confidence and trust, it doesn't bode very well if they go down even without an attack, and of course, it could be an indication of larger vulnerabilities. There was also a message by Anonymous, apparently, or a group affiliated with Anonymous from last night that did promise a rough day of trading on the stock exchange today. However, with a large decline in the stock market, a lot of volatility in Asia, and also the ongoing problems in Greece, overall, I think pretty much traders did expect a rough day for stocks today, even without outages. But overall, well, United had an outage last month related to flight plans that caused some cancellation, and the stock exchanges did have in the past issues with high-speed trading systems that overwhelmed them temporarily and caused similar outages. So overall, my guess is no attack. But with everybody being a little bit more nervous with the global economic situation, of course, outages like this do have a larger psychological impact. Now, in diaries, we do have a diary by Rob about the depreciation of SSL version 3. Latest version of Firefox no longer supports SSL version 3. However, reality is a lot of IT systems still require SSL version 3 in order to be administrated. We have similar issues with Java and overall SSL configurations. Today, for example, in class, the DRAC by Dell came up, which makes it really hard, if not impossible, to install a valid certificate. So one of Rob's questions was, how many of you do have problems administering your systems now that many browsers no longer support SSL version 3? One response we got here publicly in was, in particular with industrial control systems, they are very affected by this problem because many industrial control systems do operate on the margins of what is considered a secure configuration or secure coding practices, so they're often lagging behind when it comes to support for modern and appropriate versions of SSL. And then also remember that today on Thursday, we do expect an update for OpenSSL that's supposed to address some critical security vulnerabilities. And Ford issued a recall for more than 400,000 individual cars in order to roll out a software update. Apparently, in current cars, it's possible that the engine won't stop and will not shut off even after you remove the key. And this is due to a software problem. Now, we had software issues like this before. In some higher-end cars, software can actually be continuously updated over the air via cell phone or Wi-Fi connections. But in other cars, like in this case with Ford, you actually have to bring the car into the dealership in order to patch it. And Adobe made available the security update that I mentioned yesterday that came in response to the leak of the Hacking Team exploit. Regarding Hacking Team, there is now a GitHub site with various exploits and other tools that were leaked as a result of the Hacking Team breach. And one issue we had with SSL in the past, in particular as SSL configurations have become stronger, is that a lot of the work for SSL in order to establish the encrypted channel has to be done right at the beginning of the connection, and a lot of this workload has to be carried by the server in addition to the client. This has been abused in denial of service attacks in the past, in which clients just send a server hello to the server, then the server has to do quite a bit of computational work in order to come up with the right response, the server hello, and then a flood of these client hellos can be used in this denial of service attack. In TLS 1.3, so the next and upcoming version of TLS, there is now a proposal to have the server first send the response back to the client, asking the client to essentially solve a puzzle, so essentially ask the client to do some work, send a proof of the work back before the server will actually bother to respond to the client hello. An internet standard draft for this kind of scenario has just been published. There is no word on how likely, of course, this will turn into an RFC or something that will be widely implemented. The intent is that an option like this would only be activated during a denial of service condition, so during that time only clients who support this extension would be able to connect, but otherwise if there's no denial of service attack, any client would be able to connect. Well, and that's it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.